It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy shit. It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than being an adult acting like a 12-year-old bully. You can join our chat room, the Den Pan, by going to davinsden.com and clicking, I don't know what it says next. Listen here, listen live?
On air.
No, that's what it used to say.
No,
it doesn't say that now. I know it doesn't say on air now. Okay. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Live broadcast. That's what it says.
Of course, you're hearing this, you know that.
Yes.
Number to call in, 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. I am Davin Rosenblatt, joined by Pip Helix.
Hi, ready?
And Joe doesn't even try for 6:30 anymore.
I don't think he can.
I don't know. Something must have happened at his job.
Well,
maybe he got busy.
I think that they kind of said, you know, this was cute at first.
No, I mean, he was allowed to do it for years.
I know, but...
Maybe they got busy. We'll have to investigate with Joe. Because he used to always praise his boss, how his boss was cool and would let him out.
Right.
And it's been quite some time.
I think that changed.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the boss's fault. I mean, they want you to work when you're supposed to work, you know.
No, but he would go in early.
Yeah.
And, So maybe under the Trump economy, things picked up.
I don't know.
We'll have to ask Joe. What happened? Because it's not even a shot. It's not even a thought. I don't even get the text that, like, I'm not going to make it. I'll be here at 7:15 or whatever. I don't even get those texts before the show anymore.
No.
So.
Not for quite a while.
No.
I just kind of have gotten used to it.
Yeah. No, I figure the first part of the show is you and I, which is fine until it goes more than an hour because then the show just gets too long and I don't like that.
Right. I know. It's just, I mean, you know, because I have my own theme song that I could be long-winded. We can more than fill that time.
No, that's not the point.
By the end of
the show, he's exhausted.
Yeah.
So, and you know, I'm.
And I start laughing until I pee myself.
And I got a lot of work to do after the show. So anyway, on the show, we discuss what the heck is going on with America's security clearances. An American soldier is forced to rip off her hijab. School of Fools. We got a full School of Fools. A teacher loses her job over a topless picture that was leaked out and ended up in her student's phone. A white nationalist teacher gets suspended. A college course on the angry white man. A quick little scamming scammers.
Very good.
Fake Davin returns, and this time he's bringing a scammer who is pretending to be somebody very famous, somebody who you will all recognize.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So we will do that, and then we'll get to some Ann Jackson. A little show news. From what you can see on the website, nothing's changed. That does not mean things are not happening. All the shows are loaded. The shows are now loaded onto the website.
Cool.
You just have no way of hearing them yet. But maybe I will message my webmaster, Howard, during this show and ask him if that button will be coming up tonight. Because if so, that would be nice. So you guys could at least listen here. I mean, work is being done.
Yeah.
You can't listen on iHeart or iTunes or the scammer clips and all that stuff. We're still a little bit of ways from that. unfortunately. Trust me, it's driving me mad, but it is what it is. It is a process. But I would like at least for the shows to be able to be listened to here. We have agreed we're going to go with a social media person to...
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea. I'm sorry, I'm distracted because Tom said it sounds like I'm calling it, talking from in upstairs in the bathroom.
Trying
is that any better? No, I'm not even making the board.
I don't want to talk.
I'm talking. Oh, okay. So there was something. Is that any better?
Sometimes that cable goes low.
Yeah, every once in a while there's something. Oh, I think I moved and it didn't like that.
What'd you do?
I don't think I did anything bad. I didn't do anything bad. God damn it.
I know. Okay, I'm talking.
Oh, okay. They're saying I'm back. All right. Thank you.
Oh, it's fucking something with this show. Anyway, so we're going to have a social media person, and we're going to have a meeting in a couple weeks about that to a big push, big social media push. I am on Instagram now. That'll be part of the push, but, you know, actually something focused. That's where I'm finding all my new scammer friends.
Oh, that's interesting.
Instagram is crawling. Instagram is crawling with them. You know, I got the hot girls because look at me. Of course I do. But when somebody famous wants to friend your pal and start a conversation.
Really?
So, well. Well, somebody allegedly.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this is a famous person.
All right. Let's see what happens.
The picture was famous. The name is famous. The person I was talking to after tonight will be infamous.
I say, okay.
So, we will do that. Yeah, but this website shit, I hope to get it resolved soon. It's not like we're not working on it. So, yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, there's... Oh, I'm out again.
What
there's,
the...
I don't know. Joe's girl saying, Pip, jiggle the cord. Something's funky. All right, I'm going to switch mics and then see if this works any better. Are you guys hearing this better? Let me know.
Because, I
don't think it's me. I think that I'm speaking just as loud and right into it as I usually do. We'll see what happens. You know, it wouldn't be Tuesday if it wasn't technical issues. We have a cord that
doesn't want to behave either. So, all right, well, it looks like that works now. Okay, I'm expecting you guys to tell me.
No, you're fine. You're
other.
Registering.
All right, now. I'm registering.
For fuck's sake.
Cool. I know.
Next week can't come soon enough because there's no fucking show next week.
No.
Well, there's going to be a show. It's just going to be me and Joe in the car for endless hours.
Oh.
Just not a show anybody else can hear.
Right. It'll be your own private show.
It'll be its own show. And next week we're supposed to get the redacted Mueller report. So me and Joe can scream at each other in the car.
Oh, that'll just be such a fun road trip for you guys.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to try to go to the Muhammad Ali Museum, so get a little boxing on.
Okay. Tom just said, keep playing with it. I don't think he's talking about the bake. No, they hear me.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
I told Tom we were going to be 3 or so hours away from him, which is not close.
No.
But I invited him to the show. I don't know if he's going to make it or not. He's had a lot of upheaval in his life.
Yeah,
but if
sure
he can make
has.
It, we always like to see Tom.
I know. No, that would be awesome. I'm sorry that I won't be there, but 3 hours is closer than we are here.
Yes, for crying out loud. So, your day program ended.
Yes.
So I figured that would mean earlier Helix, or at least, relaxed Helix, ready to go Helix.
Wait, slow your roll. You don't want to feel bad.
Why not? I'll just turn it around and make you feel worse.
No.
Did somebody die?
No.
Oh, well, that's good. So then I can't feel bad.
Okay.
Did somebody hug you inappropriately?
No.
Were you in close proximity to Joe Biden?
I don't think that's what that was.
Did Donald Trump try to grab you by the pussy?
No, unfortunately.
then I can't imagine it being bad.
Well, yeah. I got some bad news from a doctor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I don't remember how much I yapped about on the show.
They were concerned about a blocked artery, a blocked something in your neck that they thought might be the reason why you passed out.
Yeah, but that's probably not why.
Okay.
It turns up that I have the same heart disease my dad had.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not fun.
No, it's not. And they did an echocardiogram last week, week before, and...
Is it affecting your head?
Could be.
Really? Oh, Christ. Now every time we rip into you, it's going to be, oh, we're picking on the stick. Oh, you just fucking pack up your shit now and leave.
And go!
You are completely useless to us if we have to feel like shit every time we rip. Like, Joe pretended to feel like shit when he would make fun of you, but not really.
Not really. But now, it's, oh, pick on the cripple.
Ugh.
I know.
Great.
Well, that's why
bring me a dwarf.
That's why I slowed you up, because I just found this out before I had to get ready to come for the show.
Oh,
and then I had to make phone calls and yada yada. And so, I mean, I literally just found out before I came up here. So I'm like, no, well
right,
slow
so,
your roll.
I'm still going to be a dick. I'm
oh,
just
well,
gonna,
of course
I'll
not.
I just feel bad about it.
No,
I mean, I got a show
won't.
To do.
No,
for
won't.
The millions and millions of fans.
Millions.
So you got the same. What's that called? That heart disease.
It's a cardiomyopathy, which means that there's a thickening of one of the muscle walls.
And usually muscle's good, but just not for that.
Yeah, you know, I thought pumping up some muscle would be good, but
Pip's
no.
Like, I've been motorboating Mr. Helix for months. I thought this was good.
I thought this would be excellent. But you know, when you're talking about your heart, apparently you're talking about like small bits, like 1 centimeter versus 1.5 centimeters.
We're talking about my dick or your heart?
Well, both, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I would like a thickening.
I would like a thinning.
Mm.
Maybe we can, you know, maybe we
with
have
a
to
little
talk.
Transplant.
Yeah. Yeah. The thickening. Yeah, maybe
your heart's girthy.
Yeah, apparently it is.
All right.
Did you steal my pen?
Yes.
I think you did.
You know what's the least I could fucking do?
I know. Thank you. I have stuff to do over here.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I do. Anyway, there's one muscle wall that it's supposed to be about 1 centimeter thick, and it's 1.5 or 1.6, depending on who
doesn't
you ask.
Doesn't sound like too much.
Exactly. That's what I thought. But then he's like, yeah, no, that goes into moderate to severe. And I'm like, what? Like a half of a centimeter.
So I have to ask you, are the cats willing to do everything possible not to put you to sleep? Because you have certainly shown your want and to do that for them. Are they showing you the same type of love and support?
Actually, Mr. Helix is the one that feeds them, so I don't think that they give a fuck.
Well, then they might just feed off you.
Well, you know what? I know if he's not home when the end arises. But the thing is that the one cat, at least, the three-legged cat, likes to lie on me for warmth a lot of the time in the bed. But I noticed that she spotted the heating pad.
Oh,
so,
yeah. People can't compete with heating pads.
So I'm...
Until mealtime.
Yeah, I was using that for
my... Here's what people are good
spot.
For. Meals and cleaning the litter box. Other than that, heating pad wins every time with the cat.
Yeah, Mr. Helix is, like, pretty much 100% the guy for that. I'm, like, the bad parent. I'm the administering the medicine.
You're a disciplinarian.
Yeah. Right. I'm the principal.
All right. So you're in severe to moderate.
Moderate to severe thickening. So
I had that once. She didn't complain. See, I'm making you laugh.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, look, not good news, but I'm not panicking.
Well, that would not be good for your heart, so please don't.
Yeah. No. No.
Christ, another thing I need here besides a tarp or cadaver bag. Just fucking gets worse.
No, just tie a tag around my toe. Let the professionals
I'm not going near those feet.
This.
I've smelled them. I think not. There's no reason for both of us to die. And Joe will just be left here ranting and stuttering by himself.
I know, really. Just sputtering because
yes.
There's nobody to unleash it on.
Exactly.
So Joe's girl asks me, what can they do for this? I don't know yet.
Wasn't that a question that was asked?
Well, the thing is that I'm being referred to this specialist that deals with the electrical impulses in the heart. So apparently this thickening does something bad in regards to the electrical impulses in the heart, which run the heart. And so I have to go to the electrician. And they'll tell me what I'm supposed to do. So I'm going tomorrow.
But there is something that can be done.
Yeah, I'm just hoping that it's something like medication, not surgery, you know?
All right, so it's not like the type of thing where, you know, you're counting months or years.
No.
Right.
I would not be chipper if
I wouldn't call you chipper now.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I mean, well, when you say I'm going to feel bad, I thought death was imminent. I can deal with illness.
Well,
I mean, I'm not eating meat. We all have our fucking things to go through right now, woman. I mean, I have cut off cheese almost completely, so we all have our crosses to bear.
Wait a minute, you
we'll
cut...
get there. We'll
all
get
right,
there.
Wait, but you never ate bacon, so you have not.
Ah, turkey bacon. We'll get there.
You haven't suffered.
We'll get there. Okay. We'll get all there. Right. Let's focus on you right now.
Okay.
All right. So. So now, what your father, did your father die of this?
Yes.
Was it untreated? He was also a smoker, no, as were you.
Yeah, but he was much more of a smoker than I ever was, and for longer.
And
but,
does, and smoking aggravates this? Or?
No, this is congenital.
Oh.
This is, like, not up to us. It's, like, what
I
happened.
I got you. Your DNA.
Yeah, so it's genetic, and my uncle had it, and probably my grandfather, but he wasn't diagnosed.
Does Pimp Helix have it?
Well... That was part of what I had to do when I found out is he was having an issue of his own. And we've been talking about his issue today. And then I called him back and I told him the news. And I'm like, guess who else has to go to a cardiologist now? Because if I've got the gene, chances are he does too.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I don't know who's unhealthy. I mean, he's got the diabetes, but
yeah, no, he's, I mean,
so there's nothing you could have been like a swimsuit model, like eating, living on kale and whole wheat bread. And you would still have the same
problem.
Yeah. Well, at least you're living a good life. At least you're living your best life then.
I know.
Because that sucks. If you got to if you're like working out like a beast and,
yeah,
and you're like eating really healthy and depriving yourself and you still get this.
Oh, I would be like so mad if I was like, yeah, the kale queen.
Yeah.
And it's like I never, ever ate KFC ever.
Yeah, all right. So at least you go, ah, yeah, fuck it. At least I've had a good run.
Yeah. I got to fuck off, you know. So,
So now, does like exercise help this, or this is all medicine or surgery?
Well, it's not like weight you can lose. It's like
no, but you could do things to strengthen your heart, like cardiovascular activity.
You can certainly do things to strengthen your heart, but this is about the thickness of the muscle wall. So, I mean, I think just on GPs, I'm going to have to tighten things up. But the
GPs,
general principles. But I think that, but this particular thing, there's nothing that I can do that will make this issue better. I don't know what makes it like, what would make it get thicker or, I mean.
So this was all discovered because you passed out.
Yeah.
All right,
and it might be the reason why I passed out.
Which is scary. The fact that you're still fucking driving. I mean,
I know.
That's not a good thing.
Well, I mean,
have they said, you know what, you should stop driving till we figure this out? Yeah, because fuck everybody else on the road.
No,
it's Jersey. Fuck them. Fuck them all. Let them all die.
No, they gave me a Holter monitor and they did a test to see.
Is that something else we're bringing to Vegas? With the CPAP machine?
No.
Are you going to be like quite the spectacle as we board this plane?
There will be no getting me through TSA. It's like, and what's in this orifice?
You
got to
go for the
God.
Pre-screening. You got to get the pre-screening. I got that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. What do you do?
You just go. You go to the airport. Uh-huh. You fill out some shit online.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the airport. They ask you a couple questions. You pay $80 for like 5 years. Boom, fly right through.
That's amazing.
It is. Well, I mean, it should be free, but it's not. But
it should be.
But
I mean,
so yeah, you'll check out. You'll be fine. So you should do it. It's worth it. That it may. You don't no longer have to get there extra early.
But you know what pisses me off about that is that. So what if I just go there and lie my pants
off?
No,
they do a check. They do like a check.
Yeah, okay.
They check you. You got to give them some information. They do a background check on you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But what if I decide now all of a sudden I want to do bad things?
You still go through screening.
Okay, but
like,
they don't...
You still go through a metal detector.
Okay.
Your shit still goes through the X-ray machine.
Oh, well,
but
all
you
right,
don't have to
right.
take your computer out. You don't have to take your shoes
off. I
have
to take the CPAP out and they do all the little tests on
it. Right, it's all
going to
go through and it's a much shorter line. Think about like when I go to Universal, go to FastPass. You're just fucking waving to all the losers that didn't pay the X-ray. It's a great feeling. Soon you're going to be boarding in the lab and like group at E to get to the back of the fucking plane to sit by the toilet. But for a few shining moments, for a few shines, you fucking laugh at the losers waiting on the long line. It's worth it.
Oh, it sounds
anytime
like
anytime you
be.
Can feel good at the airport, and there's not many times you can, you do this. It's worth the $80 just to look down on some of the scum for a few minutes before they look down on me as they're waiting to piss and shit as I'm sitting in the fucking last row all crunched up.
Oh. Do you have to? You just do this once at one airport, and you're good for
they give
every
you a card.
Airport.
They give
okay.
You a card.
Oh, nice.
And it shows up on your boarding pass.
Oh, nice.
So you show them that ID.
Yeah.
And show them the boarding pass.
And then they don't bust your balls.
No.
That's non-ball busting. It's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you save a lot of time.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, the way this is looking, I'm going to be, you know, bringing a whole hospital on my back in a backpack when I want
to
travel.
You're going
to
be like that fucking medical ship that we sent to Puerto Rico. All right, so now, is this young? Are you young to have it, or just it is what it is?
Well, this is when it was discovered in my father.
Now, did they treat your dad, or he was just like, ah, fuck it?
Yeah, oh, no, they did.
So is this what killed him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it
well,
is.
Well, I mean, we've come a long way since then.
Yeah, there's a lot of... he was in the... he was actually a pioneer for me in that he was one
was
of
the...
Was
he on the Oregon Trail?
Yeah. Obviously, he was an eater.
I remember him with Sacagawea.
Wait a minute. That's why I thought I had that Native American blood, isn't
it? I'm going to channel my inner Donald Trump. I'm going to call you Sacagawea.
No, the... he was, there was a prescription, I don't know if they're still using this, called amniodarone, and it has become a more widely used heart medication, but it was in trials when my dad, turned up with this, and he went into, the cardiologist put him up for being one of the test cases at National Institutes of Health, and so he was one of the early people taking amniodarone, and it for a long time it really helped a lot, but then he reached a point of no return where it was like it stopped working as effectively, and he started having side effects.
And this is what, 20 years ago?
Oh no, this is he died in 1991,
well, close to 20 years ago.
30?
No. Now I gotta fucking do math.
One.
Two, no.
Yeah.
No, 91 to 2001 is 10.
Okay.
So 2021 would be 20.
Okay.
No, 11. Oh, yeah.
30. Oh, yeah.
Fucking math.
I know.
You are my
math.
Enemy. You shall die. Not you, the math.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, I know. Don't be mean.
So, all right. So now you get, now's the fucking nerve wracking part where you gotta figure out what's going on.
Yeah, it's just really fucking inconvenient timing because...
Oh, yeah. I mean, because illnesses usually come right when you want them. I find that to be the case. And when I have the runs, always when I have plenty of time to be sitting around and doing nothing. Always convenient.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in a way it's convenient because I don't have that pesky day program keeping me from making appointments whenever the fuck I want.
That's true.
But on the other hand, that pesky day program was paying my health insurance.
Right. So then what fucking happens...
Well, because I have really good health insurance through that plan, I'm going to pay Cobra. It's going to be expensive.
Cobra's going to be fucking crazy.
I know it is. But the thing is that if I have, you know, I want to find out what is it that I have to do. And if I have to do anything surgical, for example, then, you know, it's good to have this really good health insurance.
Now, Joe's webmaster and our former webmaster, James, said that he's alive because the Obama, he said it on the air. That he's alive because during Obamacare, he was able to be submitted for experimental shit, mm-hmm. which he never would have been able to be submitted for without Obamacare. So maybe that works for you, too.
Well, I'll have to look into it now. I mean, right now I'm thinking.
So you freaking out?
No.
That's good.
No, because here's why I went to a seminar years ago that I thought the guy was really bright because he said that when we worry about things, like say that you're worried about getting fired from your job, you know, that you're like, oh, I think I screwed that thing up. Oh, no, I think I'm going to get fired. And the boss says to you, let's have a chat on Monday. So all weekend you're like, oh, my God, I'm getting fired. Oh, my God, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what pessimists do. A lot of people do that.
Yeah, they do. And they, you know,
they give yourself an
ulcer. They start spiraling and they're just like, they spend the whole weekend.
Not Jersey Shore spiral where you wind up all drunk and, you know, sleeping with somebody ugly.
Yeah, not that kind. No, it was, if you go down to... I'm sorry. I just had a brain fart.
It's the heart. Don't worry. Don't worry, dear. It's okay. You're ill. When a joke doesn't work, it's okay, dear. You're ill.
this is the most awesome thing ever now.
That's why Pip wasn't able to have a better showing during the April Fool's countdown. She's ill, folks.
I'm ill. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
I'm totally using this.
As well you should.
So,
you're the only one with an excuse.
So, where the hell was I going?
It's nice. Dementia's sitting in, too. So she's going to have surgery. She's just going to forget when.
Oh, my God. This is so bad. What the hell was I saying?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I said, are you scared? And you went to a seminar.
Oh, right. Thank you.
And you worry.
And the guy says, you know, you worry all weekend. And then you go into the you go in on Monday morning. And he goes, you know what? We're gonna restructure this and that and the other thing. You're doing a good job, though. And you're like, I didn't get fired.
Yeah, that fucking never happens. You never get called into the office because you're doing a good job.
Well, I know. But the point
As you know. The only one who gets called into the office for doing a good job is my wife. She's the only one that does that.
Yeah, you know, her stuff does not stink.
Anybody else in corporate America? No, it's never. You never get called.
It's never a good thing.
No.
My boss's thing was, you got a minute. I was like, oh, fuck, because I know what that meant.
No, I don't. I don't have a minute.
No, I do not. Nope.
We're so busy.
Right.
I'm the busiest.
Yeah.
Nobody knows busy like I know busy, boss.
I need some executive time.
Yes, exactly. Pip needs executive time.
I do.
I've had weeks of it.
But the thing is that he said, so you had this moment where you weren't sure what was happening and you're worried about it and worried about it. And your body took so much of a hit. The stress, thinking about it. And then probably as much stress as the actual event. So you can either stress about it and make your body get sick.
Yeah, this person who you thought is a genius said, yeah, don't worry, man. Don't worry, be happy. He was basically Bobby McFerrin.
No, he was basically saying stress about it once when the thing happens to you. Don't stress about it beforehand.
How much did you pay for this seminar?
I don't even remember. It was so many years ago.
If you would have known me, I could have fucking told you that in a 30-second phone conversation.
But it made sense.
I would tell you the same thing.
I'm boiling it down. It was a good...
It's pessimism. Pessimism's no good. You can't worry about shit. You can only do what you can control.
Right.
If somebody's already pissed at you for something you already did, you're going to find out, and then you handle it from there.
Well, you know, I know that. That's logical, but I have to actually think about these things, and I go, yeah, why am I worried about it when I can't control it? Let me talk to the doctor tomorrow.
But it is human nature to think about shit. You're going to lose some sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how you wouldn't. You'll get to talking about it with Mr. Helix, mm-hmm. and, you know, it'll be one of the last things you guys talk about,
mm-hmm.
and you'll try to go to sleep, and you'll be tossing and turning. It's human nature.
Yeah.
You'll say, you know, I need to get some sleep. It's in my best interest to rest up, and I'll deal with this when I can. But you're going to think about it. It's human nature.
Sure.
So, yeah. Unless this fucking guru said, and here's a prescription for some medical marijuana so you could fucking chill the fuck out.
Oh, my God.
I mean, come on now. I should be teaching fucking seminars. They're all bullshit. It's all common sense for uncommon people.
Well, you know, sometimes common sense is not what we're working on.
I'm familiar with
it. We're running on fear.
And you motherfuckers are driving me nuts with it.
we're running on fear.
A lot of people run on fear.
Yeah.
I run on Duncan.
Well, so do I. Yeah. But with a healthy dollop of fear.
So you haven't made the appointment yet?
Yeah, I have.
Now, are you getting a second opinion before you make the before you go forward? Or
no, I want to talk to this guy and find out what his opinion is first.
Well, I mean, maybe you have somebody else to look at. Maybe there's not a thickening.
No, I've had two different tests that say yes. So,
and how old was your dad?
Well, he was sick for about 8 years. Like, he had a heart attack, and that's how they found out what was wrong with him.
See, women don't usually have heart attacks, but when they do, it's usually
they're bad. Yeah. No, my dad died at 61.
That's pretty young.
Yeah. And he had been sick for 8 years.
That's rough.
So, yeah, it was really, really hard time for him.
But you don't feel sick. You feel good.
No, I don't feel 100%.
Feel sluggish?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a sign. That's usually a sign something's off, especially with your heart when you feel sluggish.
Yeah, I didn't think anything was like, oh my God, what's wrong with me? But you know, it's like I felt like not quite my same self. You know.
Well, you've also had shit going on.
Yeah,
with the cat, with the job. So.
Oh my God, have I? You know, so it's like you know, hard to pinpoint. Oh, it's that you're sick. You go, oh, I'm stressed, or I'm a little depressed. You know, it's like, you know, you lose your job, you lose your cat. You know, there's, you know, other stuff going on. It's just like, ugh.
Website's not working properly.
Oh my God.
All these things that weigh heavily on you.
Yes. You know, what's this?
All right. So when do you go?
Well, actually, that was one of the other phone calls. I had to wait for them to call me back, and they made...
Yeah, you could have made that call from here. No excuse for being tardy.
Yeah, no.
We have phones. Many phones.
Made an appointment for 12:30 tomorrow.
Oh, all right. So I'll get a text around 2. Well, I figured because the doctor will be tardy.
Yeah, of course.
And you're going to be in there for a while.
No, they'll yeah. It'll, they'll
so
be
so you'll t- you'll call Mr. Helix first.
Yeah.
You'll call Pimp Helix.
Yeah.
And then you'll text me. You'll let me know.
Yeah. Dying. See ya.
Well, we're off next week, so it's a good time. Gives me
you
a little
have time
extra
to get a replacement.
Sure, I'll figure something out that time.
Oh my God.
Nah, you'll let me know.
You'll
so all right. You know, whatever. They're going to make you go for more tests.
Yeah, probably.
Then they're going to prescribe treatment. You know, it's probably a lot better than it was. You're going to fucking go on WebMD sometime tonight before then because you want to see.
Maybe.
Yeah, of course you will. You're human.
Yeah.
We have internet.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, but I don't want to get myself into like, oh, my God, look, in the worst case scenario, it's this.
You're a human being.
Yeah, but.
You're going to go, well, the guru said I shouldn't do this. Yeah. But Mr. Helix is still awake, so I can't turn on Pornhub. All right, let's go to WebMD.
Why would that stop us?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't want to know. Yeah.
All right, that's not good.
You know, the bad thing is.
The bad thing?
The
This was the good thing?
The bad thing is, dear listeners, I actually got to tell you before I got to tell Mr. Helix.
Yeah, why should you ruin his radio show? One radio show ruined is enough.
Exactly. I figure one at a time. I'm slowing my roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's at work, and he
telling him while he's on air fucking do?
That's why I didn't text him or anything, why would I do that?
He can't leave work.
No, and do what? Look at me?
You'll bring him his fucking stupid Wendy's tonight,
yeah.
You'll have a conversation.
We'll have a conversation.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, so I'm like, I'm not going to ruin his night, too.
No, just yours. Just yours, dear listeners.
Yes,
fuck
just
you people.
Yours.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you people who've invested so much in Pip.
You can't, yeah, I know, it's like, it's done. So invest in somebody else. Done.
So wow, that's not good. But you know what? We don't know what the result will be.
No, and
for all we know, that they could go in there and, you know, you're out of commission for a couple months and they chisel some shit off and, you know,
and then da da da.
Or you're on medication for the rest of your life, which, you know, people of a certain age wind up on. Unfortunately,
oh, please, I'm on Nexium for the rest of my
what
life
is Nexium?
Too. That's for the heartburn.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're on that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And I'll be on antidepressants for the rest of my life.
You're on antidepressants too?
Yeah. Well, do you have any idea what this would be like if I wasn't? Holy shit.
I guess I don't.
Oh, boy. You don't know.
Wow.
Bad.
Fuck. What the hell
bad.
I got involved with?
What did you do?
Of all the losers in the introduction comedy class.
I must have mentioned this.
No, I don't think I knew you were on Medicaid. Well, you know what? Maybe the antidepressants. I don't know.
Yeah, I must have done because I why wouldn't I?
Well, I mean, I knew your history and I knew your therapy. We all knew that.
Yeah.
But it makes sense. Yeah. I didn't know you were on the Nexium. Not that it matters.
No, I mean, you know.
Makes this show tolerable, I'm sure. Fucking swallow this down.
Can you imagine?
Huh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not. Well, I mean, it could have been worse.
Oh, it could have been so much worse.
Could have had a tumor.
I know. I'm right? Like, well, I'm trying to talk Pimp Helix down because, of course, he's hanging from the ceiling by his nails when I'm telling him this.
Listen, Pimp Helix has never been one to take care of himself. So he,
well, it's not that. It's that he, you know, he is very worried about his own
right
position.
That's,
plus,
that's
me,
what I'm saying.
You know?
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He needs to fucking look in the mirror and make some lifestyle changes. So you're blessed.
Oh, he has.
You're blessed. There's no lifestyle changes you can make. So you can just keep on living your best life.
I could tell, fuck it. No, yeah. There. I
much
mean,
better situation than I'm in.
No, he's made big lifestyle changes.
Well, he's got no choice.
He has no choice, you know. I mean, you know, I have a choice, but it's like I'm going to have to make the right choice. You know, I'm not going to be a perfect little soldier. I know me, but I mean, you know, I'll have to be really healthy. Oh, God.
Well, I mean, are they making you do that now?
No, all they made me do is make an appointment.
All right, so you're still eating cake and sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
So you're living the life I want to live.
Yeah. Ugh. Oh yeah. Why not?
Yeah, I completely fucked myself.
How?
By this whole working out. Remember when I was doing like the 80-day obsession, some of this other shit?
Yeah.
I was like watching what I was eating.
Yeah.
And I was completely miserable. Much bigger prick then than I am now.
We know, don't we,
listeners? I was irritable.
We know, don't we, listeners?
I don't think I was extra irritable to you guys, but I was not happy.
Yeah, no. But, I mean,
so,
most people are not really just, like, joyously happy about dieting.
No, but, like, there were certain, like, for, like, I was eating breakfast. Like, I was eating, like, 5 meals a day, which I never eat, but I was eating breakfast, and a lot of those breakfasts were eggs.
Yeah.
So I was eating eggs all the time, which I never eat all the time. And I was eating turkey sausage.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, that's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, it's better.
Fucking loaded with cholesterol.
Loaded with sodium.
Yeah, so for like fucking 2 years, I'm working out like an animal, eating this shit that's supposed to be healthier for me, and it fucked me. I think that's why my levels are through the roof.
Your cholesterol was up. Yeah,
I could have just had chocolate cake once a day and been fucking completely happy, sat on the couch like Jabba the Hutt, and I'd probably be in a better situation than I am now. But no, stupid had a fucking lift heavy object, which did nothing for me, and any healthy fucking turkey, bacon, and soda. Ugh, and eggs. More eggs than I fucking want to eat. I mean, eggs are fine, but they come out of a chicken's ass. I don't need them every goddamn day. I don't want to eat any more spinach. Truth be told, the spinach didn't hurt me, but the fucking eggs.
No, the spinach is fine.
The spinach is fine. Hey. Enough with the fucking spinach. My shit looks like a fucking, like, seaweed. Enough with it. I get it. You're green and Popeye likes you, but not the fucking Popeye that's selling the fried chicken, which put me in this fucking mess to begin with. No, but it pissed me off. So I'm like, because I'm like eating this shit. I'm like, oh, I'm eating healthy. I'm gonna have 4 small links, like a little fat man's little fingers of turkey sausage every morning. That's what I'm gonna have. 50 fucking grams of like of cholesterol and shit and like that. Are you motherfucking kidding me? I could have been having cheesecake. That would have been delicious, and I would have been delightful.
Absolutely.
But now I got a whole fucking cheesecake in my freezer, not eaten.
You're. Any chance that you're not going through that starting at like 10 o'clock tonight?
No, I'm not. But it just fucking aggravates me that. Well, this is what they say: we should consult a physician before you start this shit.
Well,
I don't like consulting physicians. I'm going to consult myself. And I said, "Fuck it, we're good
consult to go." Consult this. You're like the guy that turned blue because he decided that he wanted to take some kind of supplement that had silver in it, and it turned him blue. And he decided he liked it.
Then you get to bang Smurfette, so there you go. You know, listen, as far as Smurfs are concerned, I'm fucking well hung, so I'll bang Smurfette. I feel good about that.
She'd like that.
I feel good about it. So now we don't swing on it like a stripper pole.
So now you don't need my half of a centimeter anymore?
Well, not if I'm just banging one. There's one Smurf I can bang without being gay. Not going to bang Vanity Smurf.
I don't know the Smurfs. You know the Smurfs.
Of course I know the Smurfs.
Okay, child. I'm blaming your child.
No, I mean, I watched them growing up. They were a thing in the 80s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See, this is where our age gap comes into play.
Fine. It's fine. I mean, they did have 2 recent movies, which you reintroduced the Smurfs, but it's fine.
Oh, okay, because I'm like, yeah, I don't, I'm sorry.
So now I'm like barely eating cheese. I'm not really eating a lot of red meat. I had filet mignon twice last week. You know, I had it for dinner, and then there was like a leftover one that I had in the salad. But like, other than that, I'm eating chicken and fish and turkey. I'm not really eating cheese. Fucking miss dessert. I miss dessert. I'm not being perfect. I'm not being an angel. But since last week, but I am down 3 pounds.
Oh, good for you.
I'm down 3 pounds in a fucking week.
It's like, it feels like trying to claw your way out of that well that they had in Silence of the Lambs.
No, but the aggravating thing is, like, I feel like this whole thing could have been avoided if I wasn't shoveling chicken babies into my gullet.
Chicken babies.
And like, fucking turkey sausage.
Well, one of the things that always kind of concerned me about seeing people go on the Atkins diet was that they were just eating these.
Yeah, that's why you got to consult a physician.
Yeah, unbelievable amounts of meat and piles of bacon, like regular bacon. And they're just like, I'm allowed to eat this.
You know what I had last night for dinner? Vegetarian chili. That's what dinner was.
Actually, that sounds great.
It was fine. But I had a little bit of cheese, no fucking sauerkraut. I don't want to fucking bore you people with this shit.
What we eat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go through that. But it's just, The message is consult a physician before you start doing any of these workouts.
Yeah.
You really should get your blood work done because they might go, yeah, that's not really good for you. Because you know what your pal's breakfast is now? Fucking Special K. Special K. Sometimes for a treat, I think today was a treat day, and by treat, go, I fucking feel like it. I had whole grain bread with peanut butter. But yeah, that's what I'm having now.
Ooh.
Special motherfucking K and like half a banana.
You're a girl. Did you have a yogurt, honey?
I did have a yogurt today. Light and lively.
You are now a girl.
I'm a fucking, well, I'm eating like a bitch. I'm your bitch, people. I am your bitch.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, your world sucks. At least you got that way by living the life you want to live.
Well, according to all of the TV ads, we all orgasm over yogurt, so I would think that you would like to try some.
Today was coffee yogurt. Yay.
Woo.
A little bitter. Yesterday was strawberry cheesecake yogurt, although I don't even know if I had my yogurt yesterday. My life is so fucking bad now. I go, yeah, I probably shouldn't indulge and have a granola bar. Ugh.
Oh my God. Ugh. Oh my, indulge.
It sucks balls.
I
have a cookie last night, though.
I thought I was being amazing, and I was like, I wanted something. I wanted a snack, and I found these salted almonds, and I'm like, oh, hooray! You know, I'm like,
yeah, but there's a lot of salt in them.
I know.
I'm eating a lot of peanuts. A lot of peanuts now. You know, we have delicious Doritos in my pantry. I'm not touching them. We have lots of cakes and cookies. By the way, I just want you to know, this is what I'm dealing with. As soon as I come home with this fucking bad news, the first night, like last week, I got to watch what I'm eating and everything.
Yeah.
On my counter is something that is rarely, if ever, seen on my counter.
What?
A fresh tray of baked motherfucking cookies. Are you kidding me?
No.
Yes.
That's the odds.
Like the s'mores ones with like marshmallow. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What are you doing? I was like, oh, you came home. I didn't get to put them away. Oh, so I would just smell the cookies and been like fucking Sherlock Holmes looking for clues?
It's like, no, that's like a snake in a basket. I'm finding those.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, you know, our daughter wanted to bake. I'm like, what are you fucking doing? You never bake cookies. I bake cookies. Did you make them from scratch? Yeah. You never make cookies from scratch. It's a bunch of bullshit I'm dealing with right here.
Figures, though, you know.
Of course it does. And you know, the girls, they're very haughty-taughty with their fucking steaks. They like filet mignon and skirt steak.
And that's all?
That's what they like.
I just like meat.
We know, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, my. How that came out. What was that?
I don't know what that was.
I don't know. It sounded like crackle.
I don't know what that was.
Didn't come out quite the way you meant.
No,
like what I just said.
So, yeah. So, it was just like, are you fucking kidding me? So, I'm, you know, so last night, the cookies are a week old, so I had a fucking cookie. But, yeah, it's just terrible. I like cheese. We got, like, all of a sudden... Oh, yeah, we're going to have some Gouda and crackers. Fuck you!
It's like you have a gourmet cheese selection.
I wanted to get lox last week. No, well, what are you going to eat that with? Cream cheese? Oh, no. Just a little. No.
How about some low-fat cream cheese?
Ugh, what's the point? Kill yourself. So this is my life now. So at least you're going to go out with a smile on your face. I'm going out death by turkey sausage. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
are you
God.
Kidding me? It's like I don't even eat real sausage. And I probably, but you know what? At least then I go, oh, I was fucking eating pigs two at a time. And not like I was doing in college.
I want to fall over, keel over into the Sunday bar, you know?
No, you're living, you're like, all right, maybe I'll smoke, maybe I'll drink cake, num, 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 or coffee cake, num, 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 ooh, coffee, yum, yum, yum. Me, I'm like, I'm going to lift heavy weights and have spinach, ugh, and we're in the same place. Awful, awful.
Awful.
What a loser I am. At least you're like, oh, well, there was nothing I could have done. It's just, hey, Dad dealt me a bad hand. I got the DNA. I got bad DNA, too, and I fucked myself by thinking I was eating heavy, and I'm still lifting heavy weights. And you know what the problem with heavy weights is?
What?
They're heavy! And today was an off day, so I'm a little fucking happier. Tomorrow's not an off day. Tomorrow's fucking shoulders. Then after that, it's fucking legs.
Oh my
and God. Every day, there's core. Every day, you gotta have a strong core.
Yes.
You know what? I do have a strong core. It just doesn't look that way, and it pisses me off.
I hate that, because if you have, like, I can, like, sit straight up from lying down, which, like, some people can't seem to be able to do.
You can sit up, really? That's you can sit.
No, that's not my like. But I mean,
I can walk stairs one at a time and get up to another level eventually. Ooh, Pip! Ooh, are you going to run a triathlon?
I don't think so. Not unless they have coffee and cigarette breaks.
I can drive to your house to my house without stopping more than once. I'm a physical specimen. Don't laugh too hard. You haven't been in for tests yet.
I know.
I'll fucking wrap you up in that tarp and drag your ass out. I swear to God I will.
No, she didn't die in my house.
I'll put you in the woods behind my yard. Your husband go, I don't know what the fuck happened. She never showed up. Did the show without her. Yeah. And this show, and it's not like you could know, because you can't hear the fucking show unless you're listening live. And this show disappears. Well, so how do you like them,
you're going to have to take out Tom and Joe's girl then.
Listen, they can be easily bribed. I'm not that worried. I buy fucking Tom's dog something nice, and I give Joe's girl another fucking crumb cake, and everybody's fucking happy, and Pip Helix never fucking existed, all right?
Oh my God. You better make sure that you cake straight to Joe's
girl. And
when
Joe walks in and goes, where's Pip girl? She didn't make it, as usual. So he's not going to fucking know anything.
He won't know. I'd be like, oh, okay, well, we'll feel better, Pip, wherever you are.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe we'll see Pip in a couple of weeks when we're back. Yeah, I don't know.
Meanwhile, there's soft moaning from a bag in your backyard.
That just makes me hot.
I'm not dead.
That sounds like a good date.
Yes, that's how I used to get them.
Yeah. So it just sucks.
Yeah. Well, either side of it sucks.
What?
Either side of it sucks.
No, it does suck.
Because you end up with, I got a problem.
Today, your situation's worse than mine.
Yes, at this very moment.
But getting here, I did the fucking worst path. Because I thought I would, like, I knew a couple years ago my levels were high.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, you got to work out, got to work on this, blah, 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 blah. So I did, but I did it wrong.
That does blow.
It fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But whatever. Yeah. Whatever. So now I'm not having, now I'm, oh, and then the fucking wife with the trainer next door. Tell him how bad diet soda is. I drink one or two glasses a day. I'm not drinking 2 liters. Leave me the fuck alone. I can't drink just water. Well, you can drink flavored water. Fuck that. It's no good. I'm tired of it. It's boring. Water's boring.
Water is boring.
Water is boring.
I'm developing a taste for it.
Let me tell you something. Listen. Nobody would be not monogamous to water.
Yeah, they would cheat.
Actually, my daughter would be monogamous to water. All right, people can be monogamous to water. I can't be.
No.
I need to have other beverages in this mouth. Yeah, my tongue needs to dip in other liquids.
Oh, my God.
Can't do it. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Actually, it would be prudent. But
Well, I mean, I had an aversion to water, which I've told the story on the show.
Water's fine.
Yeah.
Water's fine. You know when water's good? When you're a fucking Mexican trying to cross a border. when you're on Gilligan's Island out of a fucking coconut.
Yeah, no, that's good.
You know what? When you're playing sports, water's good. Lined up out of a fucking hose on a 90-degree day in the fucking summer with your teammates.
Yeah.
Water's good. It's
water's
got its purpose.
Good. Yeah, but it's boring because we were allowed to have other things besides just water.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing is that it poisoned us. We know what's out there, you know?
It's fine.
Yeah.
So, whatever. So, yeah, that was a lot of 2 fucking weeks in a row of awful health talk.
I know.
Ugh.
Ugh.
I think we made it interesting, though.
I mean, that was the point.
If not, fuck you. We won't be here forever. We'll be dead soon. Then find somebody else telling you about their ailments.
Yeah.
Find some other old fucks to listen to on the radio. They're out there.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, if somebody doesn't tell you this shit, you have no idea what's going to happen to you.
Yeah, fuck you. Kiss our asses. We're doing a public service.
We're going through
this shit for you.
That's right.
I didn't have to fucking eat, chicken babies every goddamn day and little fucking turkey turd sausages. I didn't have to do that shit. I did it for you as a public service message. You're welcome.
I didn't have to have all of my male ancestors have their hearts explode for you people. Well, kind of. Seriously. All of them.
Oh.
All of them.
So at least you didn't inherit your mom's schizophrenia.
I know. The jury is in, and I did not get that.
All right, so let's be honest. You know what? Parents fuck us every way they can.
Oh, of course they do.
That's what they do.
They throw us their shitty genes.
Unless you're Trump's parents, but they give you $400 million that you can eat a whole bag of box of KFC and not have fucking high cholesterol.
Kills me.
Trump's parents did him right. Let's be honest.
Yeah,
love him or hate him, Trump's parents did him right. Now, they didn't give him a good hairline. They did not do that. I mean, you look at Fred Trump, born in Queens or Germany or Bronx, wherever you want.
Wherever.
But you know, as far as genetics, this motherfucker could eat Wilbur alive and probably would.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And douse it with, and drink a cup of cream.
Yes.
And his blood would come out
fine. It'd still be fine.
At least that's what his doctors would say.
Yeah, it's not really right.
So, yeah, and then our parents fucked us. And then
they did.
Didn't even give us $400 million.
I know. You know what? At least throw the money at it.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
I know, and it's like right now, with all this stuff, do you think that I could win the lottery? No.
But you have to play.
No. Yeah, I do.
Oh, well. All right.
Yeah. You know.
And breathe. So this week I work with Bob Nelson. Have you ever seen Bob Nelson?
Ooh, that rings a bell.
Yeah, he was on HBO four times in the 80s.
I'm trying to...
He's a comic. He does the boxer character, Jiffy Jeff.
I'm thinking I know this guy because I know the
older
name.
Folks. Well, you should. Your generation should know him.
Yeah.
He also did he did Jiffy Jeff, which is his boxing character. He also has a famous football character. You know, he does this bit where he comes at like a college all-star team and he plays all these different football players and everything. I mean, these are like the two I guess signature bits that he's known for. So people know him. He's, you know, I guess he's still somewhat of a draw.
Yeah, cool.
So he's also very Christian.
Oh.
I don't know if he's born again.
Okay.
I always have a little bit more respect for the ones that don't need to be born again. you know, the ones that weren't like whoring and drinking and doing crack and then came to God. I got more respect for the ones that, you know what? I was born into God. I stuck with God. God's cool with me. I'm cool. I got a little bit more respect. All right, that's your lifestyle. You were born into it. You've seen it. You lived it. That's for you. As opposed to, I've pretty much done everything. And if I don't talk to Jesus immediately, shit's really going to go tits up. Because I think that's like the easy way to do it.
Well, one of the things, the prodigal son was one of the biblical stories that always really pissed me off. It really pissed me off because I don't know if you're familiar with that story.
Which one?
The prodigal son.
Which one's the prodigal son? It's not a good one.
No, it's one when, you know, the sons that stay home and help take care of the father, you know, they work all their lives and everything. And then when, I think it's, there's three of them. And then there's the one that goes out carousing and gambling and whoring and everything. And then.
That's my type of son.
He comes home when I think the father dies and he gets the same share of everything because he came home and because what they're trying to say is. The metaphor is that Christians, you can go out and be bad, but as long as you come home, you'll be forgiven and you have the same
path into
the kingdom of heaven as everybody else.
A lot of religions have that. A lot of religions, you know, the get-out-of-jail-free card.
Yeah.
You know, the Jews, it's Yom Kippur.
Oh, right.
Throw away our fucking sins.
Yeah.
Everybody's got, because, you know, they realize, listen, we're going to be assholes. But, you know, with Christians, you know, was it Catholics, confessional?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got to get out of jail free card.
They used to, in the Middle Ages, they used to sell indulgences. And, I mean, this was a total scam, and this was when the church was really corrupt. But they used to sell, quote-unquote, indulgences, and that was your literally get out of free jail free card.
That's what God would
That want. Was, you committed this really heinous sin, but you gave the church money, and so now you're forgiven. And that kind of stuff, that just really irritated me. I mean, I know. Because it was just like, so you could be, look, you could be the one that was eating kale and sprouts and you know, granola and taking care of yourself and exercising, and then somebody else is eating KFC and drinking and smoking, and you both end up at the same place.
Yeah, that's what we just talked about.
I know, but that's what I'm saying is
that, baby.
You know, so health-wise, I'm the prodigal son. And you were the good sons.
I don't know how good I was.
Well, you know, but I'm just saying that those people.
I was fucking around. I just wasn't paying for it.
Oh, that makes it all better.
Well, sure. It's not like I was paying for it because now I'm wasting.
Oh,
now I'm spending treasure and, you know.
No.
Sperm, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. You're not allowed
Sometimes
to do that
metaphors
anymore.
Don't go where you want them to.
No, they don't.
So you
got
to kill that metaphor.
They go their own places. Sometimes on the back. Sometimes on the chest.
Yeah. So, so several years ago, I was scheduled to open for him at a club that I perform at regularly. I think I might have said this on the air.
Okay.
So a few weeks before the gig, the club called me and told me they had to cancel me because Bob didn't want me on the show. Did I ever say tell this story?
I don't remember this story.
He wanted to bring his own very clean opener. I told the booker I could work very clean. And, you know, and I had the gig before Bob had the gig, as I recall. And I go, I'd like to open for him. But they said, well, you got to take it up with Bob or whatever. It's Bob's call or whatever. So I called Bob.
And he called you a dirty Jew?
I had not showered, so he was being accurate. Can't fault the man for that. So I called him up. I go, listen, man, I can work as clean as you need. You know, I had this gig. I need this gig.
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And I lost it on him. Like, you know what? You forgot what it's like to come up, you know, through the ranks. But, you know, I lost my shit on him. I was not fucking happy. If it happened now, you know, I was all in back then. I'm still all in. But if it happened now, I'm a little wiser. Just go, ah, that fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was really upset about it.
Sure.
Because I lost the gig. I won the gig. It's a good club. I could open for this guy. This guy's telling me no. So I lost it on him. And he was not happy.
No. He doesn't like people unleashing the hounds of hell at him.
By the same token, he could have said, you know what, I understand. You know what, let's keep the gig. But you got, listen, these are the parameters. You know, you can't talk about X, Y, Z, whatever.
Yeah.
If you could do that, I'll keep you on the gig. I get it. He could have done that.
He could have.
He did not.
I don't understand that, though.
For whatever reason, he wanted to bring his own person. You know, I'm bringing Joe next week.
Yeah, I know.
But I didn't kick somebody off.
But you didn't kick somebody off.
Right.
Yeah.
So I got this gig where I'm opening for Bob a few weeks ago. So I kind of was expecting, about a month ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. So I kind of kept on expecting Bob to get wind of this.
And what, kick you off again or get ticked off?
I was expecting to get canceled again, which case I would have been like, yeah, right, that's fine.
Yeah.
Makes a good radio show, whatever.
Yeah.
Sucks, you know.
I'll make lemonade out of this.
Wasn't making $1 million on this gig anyway.
Right.
You know, I agreed to do it because it was fairly close out. I figured I wasn't going to get anything else before then, so whatever. I didn't hear anything. The day of the gig, I get a message from the booker. Pops up on Facebook. I'm like, all right, here we go. This is last minute.
Yeah.
No, he just made me fucking read the announcements to bring up the host. Like, oh, I guess I'm doing this gig.
Yeah. Okay.
So I do the gig. So I see Bob walks in. Now, I've never met the man face to face.
Oh, okay.
So what should I do in this situation?
Ooh. Just say, hey, I don't know if you remember me. But we had an
altercation. So you would bring it up. You would bring it up.
Oh yeah, there's an elephant in that room.
Really?
Yeah.
See, that was the decision I'm making. Well, I could bring it up, or I could, you know what? He probably fucking forgot.
Maybe he forgot you. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm quite forgettable.
Well, so what did he do?
I didn't bring it up.
Okay.
I said, hey, you know, hey, I'm Davin, nice to meet you. Ba ba ba.
Right.
Shook hands. That was pretty.
And
much
that was it.
That was it. So
okay.
I go up there now. If I want to be a dick,
mm-hmm.
I could fuck up. I mean, we're in a theater, but I could fuck up his show. I could be extra dirty, or I could be extra clean.
Yeah.
I could go either way if I really wanted to. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to do my show.
You do you.
I'm just going to do my show. I'm not going to try to hurt this guy
by
being extra dirty. I'm not going to fucking be petty like that
right.
so long ago. But I'm going to do my show.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go maybe I'll pull a joke here or there.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm going to do my thing.
Right.
Do my thing. Goes great.
Great.
Goes really, really well. Walking past him as I go up, he gives me the thumbs up.
Cool.
He goes up. They really enjoyed him. He got a standing ovation. Here's the thing about standing ovations, and I've thought this for a while, and I'm not taking anything away from anybody, but I think when people come to see you, and a lot of people came to see him, because I said he's a little bit of a name, I think that standing ovation comes a little easier.
Oh, sure it does.
Yeah, I think
sure so. It does.
I think so. But, you know, he got a standing ovation, which was nice.
Yeah.
And everything, and everybody left happy. And he told me and the other guy we did a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh, it was nice. You guys both worked clean.
Mm.
Again, I didn't work super clean. I wasn't saying fuck this and that. You
right.
know, I said I had a joke about pussy on there, but... So, you know, at the end of the night, I just shook his hand. I go, hey, it was nice working with you.
Yeah.
Ba-ba-ba. So did I handle that right? Should I have said something?
Boy, you handled it really better than I guess I would have. You know what? You just let it go. You see if he says anything, because he was the one in the wrong in the first place. And he didn't, so you let it slide. And you weren't a dick to him.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? Shit's so fucking. I said what I had to say at that time.
Right, right.
You know, I'm not going to. I don't need to get revenge for something from like 8, 10, whatever years ago it is.
Yeah.
If, you know,
that would be so petty.
Well, you know, I do like spite. We do have a fucking a bit about spite on this show.
Yes.
So it's not like I'm above it.
Oh, nor am I.
But, yeah, and, you know, we got a great report, so I was pretty happy with it. So at the end of the night, me and the other comic, John, are selling our merch.
Mm-hmm.
And he's selling shirts, and I'm selling shirts. And he goes, oh, yeah, free hug with every shirt. And if you know John, John's a really sweet guy.
Uh-huh.
He's just more grabby's the wrong word. More affectionate.
Okay.
Person.
Oh, he's a hugger.
Clearly,
if you say asking for free hugs.
And I'm going, and I'm sitting right next to him. I go, you can buy your shirt and I won't hug you.
I will leave you alone.
I can hug you or not hug you. It makes no difference to me. I got a political career to think of.
Yeah, Mr. Biden over here will be giving us free hugs, but I will be standing alone.
Yeah. So people, you know, so actually a woman did ask me for a hug. I'm like, all right, well, this could ruin my political career. So I give her a hug, but it's just, I wonder about this now. I mean, you know, listen, neither him or I are huge names or anything, but is this the type of the shit that, you know, where we are in this country where you get fucked if you're giving out hugs? Now, like, I never hug people. I don't ask. I'm very awkward with people, even friends, loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a, hey, handshake than a hug.
We're not huggers, you and I.
No,
I figure
that's me. I figure that I'm the reason.
Yeah, I'm more of a hugger than you.
Yeah,
are.
I think it's me. Yeah. And
I don't. I just leave you alone because I don't want to make you uncomfortable.
But it's not that I would be uncomfortable. It's just, you know, I'm happy to hug.
Uh huh.
But it's just like, maybe it's weird.
Come here, bitch. Let's hug it out right now.
I don't want you to fucking die of a heart attack right now. Might be too much excitement for you.
You don't think I can take it?
No, I don't think so. Getting this close to this bod, I think not, my dear.
That's it.
That's what it is. Yes. I'm doing this for your health.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
I might not be able to control myself.
Well, probably not. But I'm like always awkward with that shit. I always have been.
Some people just have a thing about, you know, being touched in their personal space.
But I don't have that.
I'm weird in that I will hug a person, but I don't like people that I don't know touching me.
Well, that's normal.
I just like if somebody comes over, like I'm still squicked out about that one comedian who I don't even remember his name, so I can't give it away, that I did, you know, the production part of the show for you, and I had one of those cold shoulder shirts on with the hole in it.
Oh,
and
yeah,
he rubbed
my
arm.
Yeah, you told that.
It's only my arm, but I was like, ew. And every woman that I tell that to goes, ew. That's just like.
And that's why that guy can't run for president today.
No. I'm not voting for him.
No.
No.
Mr. What's your name?
I don't remember his name.
It doesn't matter.
But it's like, but oh, gross. No. There were a couple of things that were wrong with that whole thing. But
yeah, I mean, like what way I am with audience, and you've seen me after shows. I don't. A lot of comics like want to take pictures with the audience. It's great for promotion.
Sure.
I don't unless like I don't. I don't unless they want. If they want to take a picture, I'm happy to take a picture. If they ask, hey, can I take a picture? Absolutely. If they want an autograph, I'm happy to give them an autograph. But like a lot of comics, whenever they sell something, oh, let me autograph that. I don't do that. I don't do hugs. I've had people grab my ass.
Yeah, that's just so wrong.
But I feel, you know what, I think it's part of like you're on stage, it's all, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think you could do that. If you did that with a female comic, it'd be completely inappropriate.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But I think with a male comic, it's just like, oh, whatever, this
but
will be
that's
over.
Wrong.
It is.
You should have body happen. Autonomy it, just like women
it
should.
It doesn't happen very often.
No, I know, but it's just like, but people expect that men will take any physical assault and go, yeah, I got some action. No. It's not open season on other people's bodies.
Oh,
no.
It's open season, baby. We're open for business.
You are? Some woman comes up and grabs your package. You're not going to be, like, incredibly uncomfortable.
Well, it depends how hard she grabs.
She squeezes and twists. No.
I'm going to be incredibly uncomfortable. I have to be honest with you. That makes me thinking about that makes me incredibly
uncomfortable. Yes, I know.
I mean, you know, if they're going to do that, I don't like that at all.
No, but I think the thing is, you're right, because people see you up on stage and they think that you're like, I don't know, like you're a comic strip character.
Also,
you know?
Because I'm not fully grown.
What?
Well, I mean, this is as tall as I'm going to get, but for adults, no.
You should be stretching yourself on one of those bar things.
I'm not adult size yet.
Yeah, well,
I think people take more liberties, which we'll talk about in a little bit, with smaller people.
Yeah.
Women find me adorable. Older women find me adorable.
Well, you are adorable.
I don't know if I'm adorable. There's nothing, especially after my stage show, there is nothing adorable about that stage show.
Well, I didn't get to finish ... until you open your mouth.
Fair enough. But no, after they find me adorable, which is good. It lets me get away with shit.
Sure.
But yeah, I mean, I wonder, you know, if maybe comics should stop with the free hugs.
I think that it's probably just letting yourself open to a little bit of problems.
Sea monkeys and jizz. Where's Joe Curry?
There he is. He's mumbling under his breath about, God, I hate these fucking people.
But if they didn't do it, I'd forget to take my shit out of the bag, and then I wouldn't have it for reference when we need to do the bit. So
there,
I'll
apparently
drop
there was
my shit down. I'll slink in and go, I always look like this. You know, it takes me 10 minutes. Then we have the break, and then I'm ready to go for the second segment. Then about halfway through the third segment, I'm yawning, looking at you, when we can wrap up. I'm good for an hour 15. Why can't you fuckers leave me alone? Hi, Joe.
Hi.
Got anything left to say after that soliloquy?
No,
I did Joe's inner monologue.
I had a hell of a day.
Yeah.
All right, we'll make it quick. I'll see if you can top Pip's hell of a day.
Okay. Been arguing with Joanne over our income taxes.
Nope, you lose.
Ooh.
I mean, we're happy to hear it, but you lose.
Ew.
Well, actually, I won in the end, but what happened to you?
Oh.
Wait, no, hold on. Why is she fighting with you about the income taxes? You're the only one making real income.
Because basically we file separately, but we file... If I file taking deductions, she has to take deductions. If we take a standard deduction, I have to pay. If she takes a standard deduction, the bottom
tax
line,
law,
yeah, the tax law. If she itemizes, she is paying a bloody fortune.
Right. So you guys have to be on the same. Listen, we're going to itemize or not itemize this year.
If she takes a standard deduction, she could literally save.
Now, why is this? Are you divorced?
No, we're separated.
Oh, okay. You got to fucking speed that up.
But it's a long story. So,
clearly.
So, yeah. If she takes the standard deduction, she can save herself over $1,500.
Oh boy.
I have to pay, Adam, because I was getting money back. I would have to pay. I have to pay $540, if I don't itemize. So what I told her was, I went over all the math. I said, here's the deal. We take a standard deduction. I now have to pay $548. You cut me a check for $548, and you're still ahead, way ahead.
She's still ahead of, what, 1,000, right?
Yeah. I'm not doing it. I don't have the money to give you. I go, then I'm going to itemize, and you're screwed. You know, Joseph, I don't care. I don't care.
Why aren't you divorced?
Because what happened is that I put I was after her to help. My mediation agreement says that I have to keep her on my health plan. Around this time last year, April, it dawned on me. I go, I have to keep her on my plan, but there's nothing in this agreement that says I have to pay half. So I went to her and I said, look, I go, you need to help me with the health plan. And we got a decent sum back last year, and I go, give me this amount. This just covers you from, you know, what you pay. I'm not doing it, and I'm not helping you. But all right, fine. I go, let me know what you can give me. She never let me know what she can give me. Never got back to me. The remedy for that is divorce.
Yeah,
I filed the paperwork, and we go, I'm not signing. I go, you're signing. So the mediator goes, everybody's in my office. So we go over everything, and the mediator goes, all right, why are you seeking a divorce? And
have you met her?
Yeah, have you met her?
Yeah, it's like, okay, Joanne, start speaking.
Really?
Check out her Facebook page. You don't even have to.
So the lawyer goes, why are you getting a divorce? I go, because she's not helping me with the half of the payments for the medical. I have no other choice to let her go. So Joanne goes, well, I don't have a job, and I don't have this and that. So the mediator goes to me, well, do you need this money? Is it crucial? I go, yeah, because I have a house.
Do you need it? It's your money.
What? Yeah.
I go, I have a house, and I got bills, and I have to get a new car. I didn't get the new car yet. I go, I'm shopping for a new car. My other car's got almost 300,000 miles on it. Mm-hmm. I need this money. He goes, all right, this is what we could do. In November, Joanne, you start paying Joe half of the medical expenses. Can you live with that, Joe? Yeah, I could, because I felt bad because I try to do the right thing. And yeah. I go, okay. And he goes, what happens is if Joanne does not pay and with defaults, you file the paperwork. He goes, your paperwork is signed. You signed, Joanne, you signed this divorce decree, and you, Joe, you signed this divorce decree. All I have to do is send it to the county seat. Mm. And he goes, if you fall through, I will hold this in August. I will send it officially.
Okay.
But Joanne, it's giving you time to get on your feet and stuff like that. So that's why I waited like that to do the right thing. I also was trying to do the right thing now. And she was, I was on the phone with her for
She signed it now.
Yeah.
All right. So the end is in sight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I held it. And you know, the funny thing is, is that I'm on the phone arguing with her. And she goes, you know, Joe said, I wish I was divorced. I go, Joanne, we could do this today.
Yeah.
I go, don't forget the paperwork is signed. I go, you right, Alan?
What does she think you're gaining by not being divorced?
Right.
I told her, I go, Joanne, I'm holding the cards here. I'm holding the cards here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm holding the cards. I don't, you know, if you don't want to do this money, simply.
It's hard to imagine you in a situation where you're constantly in the right and getting winning every argument. It's just hard for me to wrap my head around. But this seems to be that case.
It also was with the paying half of the medical.
No, it's just hard for me to imagine somebody in your life where you're constantly on the higher ground and in the right and have the better argument. Because I know you through my eyes and this show and our friendship, and that's clearly not the case. But in this case, at this point, it's hard to go, yeah, Joe, you're wrong. It's like, what is she fucking doing?
No, and let me tell you something. When she said when we were selling the house, and she goes, well, I'm not going to sign off on the mortgage, and you're going to, and Alan, our media, everybody in my office,
yeah,
and Joe, let me read the agreement here. Joanne, how much are you looking for? Well, I want Joseph to give me this. He owes you nothing. He doesn't have to give you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to give her something? I'll give her something to feel good about. You know, I gave her some, you know, and she, you know, and I did to do the right thing because I do, you know what? I want to do the right thing. And today it's like she was so near. I go, you want to know something? I don't care. I'll itemize and I don't care what she does with the IRS because she was so nasty to me that any sympathy, that's her biggest problem. Any sympathy that I have to her is like, you know, I is well annoyed. Then she goes to me.
She does things that do not work in her best interest.
Oh. And then I didn't say really? This to her, but, you know, she's going, and you know what? Don't think I forgot about all those nasty things that you said on Facebook 2 years ago. Say it on Facebook. We're trying to get it on Netflix. You asshole.
<Yeah. laughs> We have podcasts. I mean, you can, there's programs where you can get a transcript of it. I mean, you weren't hiding shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on iTunes.
Me doing all that co-owner stuff, the only other option was using a tire iron as a hairbrush for her. And that was the other option. I go, you know.
Well, you'd have a boyfriend then, Al, if you did that.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a girlfriend. You'd have a boyfriend.
See,
yes.
So it was good. All those co-owner
But at least you'd be
I
living
said.
Together. That would be nice.
Yes.
Very close quarters.
Got a new house. 3 squares a day.
Share a bar
the
of
big
soap.
House. Yeah.
Nice acorn toilet.
Sure. Probably premium
walls.
Cable channels, too.
Yeah, right.
Listen to him using the proper terms for the type of toilet that's in
well,
the
Well, that's
cell.
The penal. That's called penalware. Penalware. Yeah, penalware. And that's called penalware.
Joe has his areas of expertise.
Yes.
I thought you said an acorn toilet.
That's what who makes that stuff. Acorn. There's two people that make that stuff. Acorn and Murdoch. And I believe Bradley.
Hey, you know what's more exciting than keyboard talk? Toilet talk. Stop it, stupid. Nobody cares.
I just thought it was funny.
She just asked. I asked.
I understand, but you can't fucking trust her. Although, leave her alone. She's ill.
What's the matter with you?
Oh,
make
I have
a
heart
brief,
disease.
And then we got to take a break.
You got heart disease?
Yeah, I do.
Whoa, my God, that's awful.
Yeah, I
Look
know.
At it. Make it brief. Hold on.
Make it brief.
Because I already went through it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I might as well ask you right now. Does your boss not let you leave early anymore? Or like, are you guys extra busy? Or
we're extra busy.
That's why.
Your business needs to slow down. You're fucking up our mojo.
Sorry.
It's like, stop selling all those acorn toilets, would you? Acorn Murdoch. I don't care. It's all this penal colony.
Yeah, so she's
penal
got,
wear.
So she's got the heart disease. She's got tests coming up tomorrow.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. What do you got?
Yeah. Well, the very, very short version, muscle wall, too thick. Got to find out what to do about it tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. My dad had it, and he gave it to me.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's love.
Like shortness and fatness genes. Thanks, Dad.
disinfect. Oh, he gave you Huskies?
Yeah, he gave me Husky pants.
Sears gave me those as a lad, but it was nice that your dad gave them to you.
Yeah, I did.
I had a friend of mine wrote me, one of my old friends, a buddy of ours that was supposed to come down and see us when we were down in South Carolina, and he writes me, he goes, hey, happy birthday, Plankfoot. I'm like, yeah, thanks, man. How are you feeling? Eh, I had a stroke. My two arteries to my up my neck are like 70% clogged. I go, holy shit.
Dude.
I go, are you okay? What's going on? What are they going to put a stent in? I don't know. They're going to let me know. Well, you're going to let you know. So then on Facebook, he posts, I'm at the hospital parking lot. I got a flat. Can anybody help? And I run. I go, is nobody picking you up? I thought he was married. And Joe Cumi, who was like, he has been friends, you know, with us forever.
Yeah.
Joe Cumi was up with hanging at Mohegan. I looked at Joe. I go, do we have to get on a fucking flight and go down there?
So really?
You know? So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's what happens. It's shitty getting old. Stuff starts breaking down.
Yeah.
Or thickening up,
yeah.
As it were.
Yeah.
Fucking depressing. The whole fucking thing is depressing.
Welcome to our comedy show.
Huddle a hoo, huddle a hee.
I think we made it somewhat funny. I had a rant.
Oh yeah. No, you had a good rant.
I had a good rant.
Yeah.
Nobody stroked out, so that was good.
No. Oh, plus there was also a bad accident on the 17, so that's why I was sitting in that.
Oh, I thought it was a three-way. Oh,
no, it was a 17, and then I had to go on the road, and you know, it was getting
the trifecta: on the road. Keyboard talk, toilet talk, and traffic talk.
I'm just
everything that makes the show go.
Yay!
Go. You're here now. That's all that matters. We're happy you're here now.
Should be a little sign right on the. You're here now.
You're
that's
here
all
now.
That matters.
Yeah, we're happy. We're happy.
Breathe
to see
deeply.
You. We're happy to see you.
Yes.
Glad you're here.
Yeah.
So there we go. Enough of that shit. Let's take a break.
All right.
I'm exhausted. Man, am I health camping talking for this long?
I have to climb my way up your huge
stairs
to go pay.
I'm going to have to put
into
like a ramp for you.
Yeah, no, I want one of those glider stairs.
Yeah, of course. Like the fucking feel you are.
Can I ride on it? Can I get a ride on it?
Sit on my lap. We're going.
Please?
How fucking strong do you think they are?
I'm next. I want to go on it.
Why would I let you on it?
Because you're my pal.
Am I?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I fucking wonder, but nonetheless.
Yeah, but you're too tall. Right. Your legs would like clunk up each stair.
I'll sit Indian style on the thing.
Oh, there you go.
Or crisscross applesauce.
Indian style. We don't talk like that, Joe. Crisscross applesauce. Yeah.
I didn't know
like
crisscross
like Miss Louise's
applesauce.
Fucking kindergarten class.
I know, but that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Crisscross applesauce.
Crisscross applesauce.
Don't insult Sacagawea over there. All right. We're going to take our first break so Pip can thin out her heart.
Yes.
On the break, we got new music from Jim Pipkin.
Huh. Hey.
Aw.
Hey, buddy.
It's like what Pip would be if she was a man.
Yes.
She'd be a Pipkin.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, pal.
Hey, Jim.
Jim Pipkin with Feels Like Home.
Oh.
Sure it does.
Feels Like Thickening. No.
And Ray Raymond with Make That Move. And in Pip's case, slowly, dear.
Ooh, yeah, make
and you
that
can learn
move.
More about them at deucemusic.com.
Yeah, right.
And then Pip's going to be singing her hit, Nothing Could Be Finer to Have Angina in the Morning.
I sing that in the show. Beautiful. Beautiful rendition.
Everything is going. We'll get the paddles going in the morning.
Not in the shower, please.
Oh, I like that idea better.
Yeah, I know.
There's gotta play the part when you do shock the heart in the morning. It's full fun when we dial 911 in the morning. Sorry.
You have to isolate this person. Bring it to the cardiologist tomorrow.
You're four verses in. Is there more?
Yeah, I'm tired.
You good?
I'm tired.
Yeah, you're tired.
I'm tucking myself out of the song.
Oh, I don't need the nappy.
Oh, my God.
In the morning. Mm-hmm. All right. Fucking do it now. So
I finished the tune. The tune's over.
Because you like shot to the mic like there was another one.
It's not just disease ditty.
Jim Pipkin with Feels Like Home and Ray Ramone with Make That Move. And you can learn more about both of them at deucemusic.com. When we come back, we'll talk about security clearances and bullying and hijabs and shit that's going on in the schools. That's fucking weird. Yeah, the normal shit. But hey, after all of that, a new Scam and Scammers with my famous pal.
Nice.
You're going to like that.